John 2. 3 days later, Mary, the mother of Jesus, was at a wedding feast in the village of Cana in Galilee. Jesus and his disciples had also been invited and were there. When the wine was all gone, Mary said to Jesus,
"They don't have any more wine."
Jesus replied,
"Mother, my time has not yet come. You must not tell me what to do."
Mary then said to the servants,
"Do whatever Jesus tells you to do."
At the feast, there were 6 stone water jars that were used by the people for washing themselves in the way that their religion said they must. Each jar held about 20 or 30 gallons. Jesus told the servants to fill them to the top with water. Then, after the jars had been filled, he said,
"Now, take some water and give it to the man in charge of the feast."
The servants did as Jesus told them, and the man in charge drank some of the water that had now turned into wine. He did not know where the wine had come from, but the servants did. He called the bridegroom over and said,
"The best wine is always served first. Then after the guests have had plenty, the other wine is served. But you have kept the best until last."
This was Jesus' first miracle, and he did it in the village of Cana in Galilee. There Jesus showed his glory, and his disciples put their faith in him. After this, he went with his mother, his brothers, and his disciples to the town of Capernaum, where they stayed for a few days. Not long before the Jewish festival of Passover, Jesus went to Jerusalem. There he found people selling cattle, sheep, and doves in the temple. He also saw money changers sitting at their tables. So he took some rope and made a whip. Then he chased everyone out of the temple, together with their sheep and cattle. He turned over the tables of the money changers and scattered their coins. Jesus said to the people who had been selling doves,
"Get those doves out of here. Don't make my Father's house a marketplace."
The disciples then remembered that the scriptures say,
"My love for your house burns in me like a fire."
The Jewish leaders asked Jesus,
"What miracle will you work to show us why you have done this?"
"Destroy this temple," Jesus answered, "and in 3 days I will build it again."
The leaders replied,
"It took 46 years to build this temple. What makes you think you can rebuild it in 3 days?
But Jesus was talking about his body as a temple. And when he was raised from death, his disciples remembered what he had told them. Then they believed the scriptures and the words of Jesus. In Jerusalem during Passover, many people put their faith in Jesus because they saw him work miracles. But Jesus knew what was in their hearts, and he would not let them have power over him. No one had to tell him what people were like. He already knew.